Jerry Bader Show, 1036. President Barack Obama yesterday bestowed upon William Jefferson Clinton the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Or as the Wall Street Journal probably accurately put it, President Barack Obama took another step toward cementing an important political alliance with Bill Clinton. Jason and I saw them yucking it up on TV, and you know they hate each other. You know that. Interesting. I do think it was political. I don't have much more to say about it than that. In just a minute here, I'm going to debunk another Kennedy myth. We've been doing this all, well, since Tuesday, as tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the death, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Everybody's doing something, so I wanted to spend the week debunking myths. The first one we debunked is that Kennedy was a liberal. And I'm telling you, certainly by today's standards, he wasn't. And not even so much in his own time. He was to the right of Nixon in the 1960 race on a couple of things. I said in many ways you could compare him more to Ronald Reagan than his two brothers, Teddy Kennedy for sure. Robert Kennedy only because he didn't live long enough to move that far to the left. So I had an inspiration. We are giving away copies of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated. In fact, I have it right over here. Unintimidated, a governor's story and a nation's challenge. Scott Walker will join us on the show Tuesday to discuss this book. Came up with a way to give away this copy. To make my point, Jason, I got to tell you though, Jason did pretty good. I have a dozen quotes in front of me. Some are from JFK, some are from Ronald Reagan. First caller to correctly identify who said what, three of them. I'll give, if you can get three quotes and correctly identify which president said them, you will win this copy of Unintimidated. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. So if you're confused by what I just said, I'm going to read you a quote and you say, Kennedy or Reagan. That's all you have to say. You need three in a row to win the book. As soon as you get one wrong, we'll go on to the next contestant. If we run out of questions before we get a winner, then we'll simply not give away the book today, and we'll give it away another time. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Let's see if we can just do this with three questions. Yada boom. Or is it yada bing? Yada bing, yada boom, isn't it? Yeah. You got to do the bing before the boom. Very important. Sharon in Green Bay. Sharon, how you doing?
Hi.
Good. You ready?
Yep.
I read the quote. You say Kennedy or Reagan.
Okay.
That's simple. Quote number one. Democracy and defense are not substitutes for one another. Either alone will fail.
Reagan.
That's
darn.
That was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. This is my point exactly. Democracy and defense are not substitutes for one another. Either alone will fail. That is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Jewel in Green Bay. All right, Jewel, we go to the next question and see if you can get three in a row. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Well, isn't that a little arrogant? Shouldn't other people judge if you're good? I'm just saying. I'm teasing you. I kid. Oh,
okay.
Jason thinks you should be really offended by that. I was just kidding, Jewel, really. Okay, three in a row. Here we go. Without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure. Kennedy or Reagan?
Reagan.
That's one in a row. All right, you need just two more. Next.
Okay. Okay.
Next, we stand for freedom. That is our conviction for ourselves. That is our only commitment to others. Kennedy.
Reagan.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to say here. Thanks a lot for the call. Is this the same? Sharon got back in again? What, Nobody wants unintimidated. All right, Sharon, you got back in, did you? Huh?
I did.
All right, so you're going to try it again.
Why not?
Well, yeah, because this isn't going well at all. Well, but this was my, you see my point now?
I do.
406-1360, 888-455-1360. All right, you get another shot here, Sharon.
Okay.
A free people will also, I'm sorry, I typed this wrong. A free people will always choose peace. Reagan or Kennedy?
I'm going to say Reagan.
That's one in a row. All right. Okay. When we get into office, I can't read today. Let me try it again. When we got into office, the thing that surprised me the most was that things were as bad as we'd been saying they were. Kennedy or Reagan?
Reagan. Darn.
Wrong.
All right, that's Kennedy. No more for Sharon. She got two shots. Don't take that the wrong way, Sharon, but you got two shots. You're done now, okay? And let's try to keep this to one per customer. All right, next we have Renee. Yeah, Renee, how you doing?
Hi, thanks.
All right, here we go. Again, if you can get three in a row, you get the book. I've got how many left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. If we love our country, we should also love our countrymen. Kennedy or Reagan?
Kennedy.
Oh, wrong.
406-1360. 888-455-1360. Jason's feeling really smart over there because he did way better than this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. You correctly identify three in a row, and you get Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated. To Paul on the road. Paul, how you doing?
Not too bad.
How would you have done on the ones you've heard so far?
It's been, well, 50-50.
Okay, so that proves my point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think? All right, here we go. I favor civil rights legislation, and it should be enforced at gunpoint if necessary. Kennedy or Reagan?
Kennedy. Wow.
Wrong.
That was Ronald Wilson Reagan. In fact, I had to change it. What it said is, I favor the 1964 Civil Rights Act. If I had left it in its form, obviously, it could not have been John Fitzgerald Kennedy. 406-1360. I knew I was right about this. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. We have enough for what? A couple of we have six left. We'll see how this plays out. Let me just say that. Candace, you ready?
Yes.
How confident do you feel after the ones you've heard so far?
50-50.
That does not sound good. Okay, let's see if you can outperform your own expectations here.
Okay.
Next quote, and again, you need three in a row to get Scott Walker's book. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but never let us fear to negotiate. Kennedy or Reagan?
Reagan.
Wrong.
That is actually from JFK's inaugural address. Yes. All right, Candace, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We are running low here. To Susan in Wisconsin Rapids. Susan, how you doing?
Hi.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. Next quote. Each generation goes further than the generation preceding it because it stands on the shoulders of that generation. You will have opportunities beyond anything we've ever known. Kennedy or Reagan?
Reagan.
That's a girl. One in a row.
Okay.
The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. Kennedy or Reagan?
Excuse me, would you say the first half of the sentence again, please?
I can do that. The judges will allow me to do that. I've confirmed
with them.
The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. Need an answer.
Kennedy.
That's one in a row. It was John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
It's two in a row.
Two in a row? Oh, two in a row. Oh. It's thank God you're keeping track. No, Jason was ready to pummel me about the face and neck. You're fine.
Oh, I saved Jason. I like him.
Everybody likes Jason. He never says anything bad on the air. Okay, you got two in a row, so here you go. We must use time as a tool, not as a crutch. Kennedy or Reagan?
Oh, boy. I feel in the pressure. I would like that book. Oh, Kennedy or Reagan? We must use time.
As a tool, not as a crutch.
I'm going to say Reagan.
Poop.
Wrong one, huh?
Okay,
that's okay.
Okay, hang on. Wait a minute. Don't go anywhere because I want to give away the book today, and it's my show, damn it. I can do
oh,
the. I can, hang
you're
on.
You're going to give me the book?
Well, let's try this first. I'm going to give you the last quote that I have here, and let's see if you get this one, okay?
Yeah, I'll try.
Life is one grand sweet song, so start the music. Reagan or Kennedy?
Wow. I don't know. Reagan.
Oh!
Again, I guess wrong. That's
no,
okay.
You got it. You got it.
You oh, got... I got it right?
Yeah.
It is Reagan?
It is Ronald Wilson
well, thank
Reagan.
You.
So I changed the rules, and you got 3 out of 4. And anyone who doesn't like that, call Jason and bitch at him.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to get the book. I think it should be a real interesting read.
About halfway through it, Susan, and it really is very, very good. Hang on, okay? And we're going to get some information from you and figure out how to get the book to you.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Don't go anywhere. I have so proved my point. I have so proved my point. I mean, I'm telling you, I have. She was the first one to get 2 in a row, right? That's why I went that route. Okay, Jason will get some information from Susan in just a second, and I'll try to squeeze in a few more things before the end of the show here, and there are a couple of things I want to get in. See how much the two sound alike? My point exactly. 10:48.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.